Hello.
Hello, my name is LaShonda, and I'm returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. I just need to advise you that this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. May I speak to the person who is in need of a callback?
Yes, that will be me. How are you doing today, LaShonda?
I'm great, and yourself?
Oh, I'm making it. Just trying to take one day at a time here.
Good for you. So how can I assist you?
Unfortunately, I lost my job on August the 1st, and I had went ahead and submitted a claim for unemployment. I did call in that Sunday and the Sunday, you know, this past Sunday, and it is advising me to call this number. It told me that I needed to call and speak with someone in regards to my claim, but I guess the reason why was because I claimed my last week, you know, I reported my income last week, which is my last check. So after I, of course, claimed it, it told me I made too much money for that. So with that being said, I was just trying to follow through and make sure my claim had been submitted and that everything was, you know, good to go for me to submit again this Sunday, or if there was something that was holding it up. Not sure.
Okay. Can I have your Social Security number?
Yes, it's 416-399-9498.
Can I have your name?
My name is Adam Prater.
Can I have your date of birth?
Yes, it's November 19th, 1999.
Can I have your driver's license number?
Yes, it's 797-60-99.
Can I have your mother's maiden name?
Yes, it would have been Atkins.
Thank you, my mommy.
Okay.
Okay, so what is your claimant portal saying?
The portal itself, I did the so the last time I did the calling in and doing the checking in on Sunday, reporting to it, it told me that I had to call a number. It was an 866 number, I believe. And speak with a representative in regards to my case because I guess I made too much money on my last paycheck or something along those lines, or it told me, you know, I had to get in regard, had to get in touch with somebody in regards to it.
So it's not allowing you to file your weekly certifications?
It's not. No, it's not.
And so when you're
filing, for the past two times, it hasn't allowed me to, I don't guess. I knew that there was a waiting week involved, and I figured that was the case, but I didn't really know without having clarity on it.
Okay, so you're unable to file your weekly certifications now, but it's because you reported wages from last week. Is that correct?
Right. So the first time, so August the 1st fell on a Thursday, and so by that Sunday, I called in the first time and reported, you know, everything, started the claim, reported my income. And that's when it told me I made too much money to file a claim and that I needed to call this number. So then last Sunday, you know, of course, I did it again. And it told me that because of the previous certification that I tried to do, that I'd made too much money on it and that I still needed to contact this number. So I'm kind of lost as to what to do next.
We can go ahead and file another claim for you.
Okay.
All right. So the first part of it is they're asking, like, your language questions. They're asking, what is your preferred language?
Okay. And that would just be English.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am, I don't.
So the next questions are fire questions. They would like to know, do you understand that knowingly making a false statement or falsifying income documentation in connection with this claim is considered fraud?
Yes. Yes, I'm aware.
Do you understand that fraud is a federal offense punishable by fine or imprisonment up to 5 years and could affect your ability to receive future benefits?
Yes, I'm aware of that. I understand.
No, Mama. Have you worked in another state since the last time you filed for unemployment compensation?
No, ma'am, I have not.
What was the reason for the break in your claim?
Okay, the original claim that I filed, I was discharged from my position. I had technical difficulty. It was a remote work-at-home position.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd had some technical difficulty with that. And unfortunately, trying to get them to resolve it.
I can't hear you.
Oh, I'm sorry. Can you hear me a little better now?
I can.
Okay. So it was a remote work-at-home position. And the people that I worked for knew that I was having technical difficulty with some of my equipment. During that week that we had, that week that I was let go, we had a lot of bad thunderstorms in the area also. So I kind of had a back and forth with them on that, but they decided that because it happened too much that, I guess they didn't believe me, so they let me go. I didn't have any former write-ups.
Okay. Thank you. Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state other than within the last 12 months?
No, I did not.
Have you worked for the federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am, I have not.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am, I haven't.
One moment.
Okay.
Thank you. Take your time.
You're welcome. Thank you. The next questions are going to be TRA questions. So if you have not received anything that's told you about CRA or, I'm sorry, TRA or TAA, the answers to these questions are going to be no.
Okay.
So have you already filed for a regular unemployment compensation and need only to file for trade adjustment assistance?
No.
Did you receive notification that you have trade readjustment allowance certification?
No, ma'am, I have not.
Give you one moment. Are you a junior or a senior?
No, ma'am.
Has your name changed since you last filed?
No, ma'am, it hasn't.
Have you worked under a different name the last 2 years?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked under a different Social Security number in the past 2 years? Can I have your telephone number?
Yes, it's 205-431-5754.
Is that a driver's license number or ID number?
Okay, my driver's license number and ID number, they're both the same. It's 797-6099.
What state is that in?
That's Alabama.
What is your race?
I'm white.
And then, is that non-Hispanic or Hispanic?
Non-Hispanic.
What's your gender?
I'm male.
What's the highest grade level that you completed at school?
I graduated high school, so I would say 12. I did go to college also.
How many years of college have you had?
Just one.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, I am.
Did you serve on active duty in United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am. No, ma'am.
Do you consider yourself to be disabled?
No, ma'am.
Can I have your residential address?
Yes, it is 415 2nd Street Southwest, and that's in Reform, Alabama, 35481.
All right, can you spell the city's name, please?
Yes, it's Reform, R-E-F-O-R-M.
Is your mailing address the same as your residential address?
Yes, it is.
Thank you, one moment. So you gave me 415 2nd Street. Southwest, Reform, Alabama, 35481.
Yes, ma'am, that's it.
Thank you. What did you do for a living?
So my last job, I was a customer service representative for a group called VXI Global Support.
What did you actually
do? We worked
do?
For Apple.
Okay.
That's basically, I was tech support for Apple. They just had an account. So it wasn't that I worked directly for Apple. I worked for a group that had Apple as an account, basically.
Are you looking for work in that field?
I am looking for any work I can get my hands on, but yes, if I could find it in the same, then that would be great.
Do you work for, did you work for a union hire and haul?
No, ma'am. I don't believe that was a union job.
So are you currently registered for attending school or training?
No, ma'am, I'm not.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No, they didn't.
Are you available to work or shift in your normal trade
yes.
or occupation?
Yes, I am.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
The most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes, I have.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
I would say 40 is probably a fair. I don't know if I could do much further than that, so I would just say 40.
What is the lowest hourly wage you're willing to accept?
I would say at least $17 an hour. I would at least need that much to be able to cover our bills and months.
Are you a corporate officer for a business?
No, ma'am, I'm not.
Do you own your own business?
No, ma'am.
Do you work for yourself?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently working solely on commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No, ma'am, neither one.
Have you applied for, or are you receiving workers' compensation due to work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for, or are you receiving a picture from this employer that you worked for in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Are you available to, for seeking, are you available for and seeking work in Alabama?
Yes, I am.
Have you indicated earlier that you have not worked since the last time you filed a claim for unemployment compensation? So please answer the questions. No, I have not worked since the last time I filed a claim for unemployment compensation. Yes, I have worked since the last time I filed a claim for unemployment compensation.
I want to make sure I'm telling you the truth here. Are we talking about the last time I applied for work, unemployment compensation, like back in 2021? Are you
yes,
talking about
whenever you last time you filed? It'd probably be the last
okay.
time you filed.
Yes, I have worked since then.
Have you worked in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government anytime between 4/1 of 2023 and 3/31 of 2023?
No, ma'am, I have not. I'm sorry. Bear with me just one moment, please.
Okay.
Okay, I'm sorry about that. I'm back.
That's okay. Do you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income taxes?
No, ma'am.
So if you are approved, you have the options to receive your payments direct deposited into your checking or savings account, or you can do a prepaid benefit card. The prepaid benefit card will take an additional 5 to 7 business days to be delivered to you. That's after you are approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. So So with, if you do have a checking and savings account, though, we do advise direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
I would probably just do direct deposit.
What's the name of your bank?
Let me see, because I'm using a different bank. It's, I believe it's called Fifth Third Bank, but let me make sure of that really quickly while I have you on the phone. It'll load up while I'm talking to you. Sorry, it's taking just a moment here.
That's okay.
I have this specific app that I have to get on to tell you what the what the name of the bank is, and it's taking forever to try to look it up for me.
You have the routing and account number?
Yes, it's on this app as well. It's taking a moment to load up.
Is it a checking account or a savings account?
It's a checking account.
Is it an online banking or a traditional bank?
It's online bank.
What's the name of the online bank? They don't do online banking, though. You'll have to have a traditional bank.
Oh, I mean, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, it's tied to a traditional bank. They just have an app that you use. It's called Wisely.
They don't accept that.
They don't accept it if it's tied to an actual bank?
Wisely, they don't accept.
Okay, yeah, so y'all wouldn't send anything to Wisely. Y'all would send it to an actual bank.
Okay.
It's not that you would send it straight to this card. This card has a bank that they go through. It's in California, though. And I have the account and routing number if you're ready for that.
I'm ready for that routing number first.
Okay, the routing number is 0719. 22476. And the account number whenever you're ready.
Can you repeat that number?
Yes. The routing number again is 0719 22476.
Can I have your checking account number?
Yes, it's going to be 720003649 49216.
Can you repeat that, please?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
720003649 49216.
Thank you. What was the name of your last employer?
My last employer was VXI Global Solutions. And the name of the bank is called Fifth Third Bank, by the way.
Okay. Can I have the number to your employer?
Yes. Give me just a second here. It looks like their phone number is, well, I'll tell you what, I'm going to give you my boss's phone number instead, because that's, I don't know if that number connects to them or not.
Okay.
Give me a second. Okay, their number is 346-578-5726.
What city and state are they located in?
I really don't know what state they're located in, to be honest with you. Let's see, it looks like they're tied to Los Angeles, California. That's what I'm seeing online here.
What date did you start there?
See, it would have been... Oh, my gosh, as many emails as they sent me, you would think that they would have had a deliberate day. Okay, here we go. Day zero would have been on May the 30th this year.
What was your last day of work?
And that would have been August the 1st.
Why are you no longer working there?
They terminated me.
And what was the reason?
The equipment issue that I mentioned earlier.
Okay. So unsatisfactory work?
Well, yeah. I mean, to them, yes. But, I mean, I couldn't work. The equipment wouldn't allow me to.
What was the name and title of the person who discharged you?
Let's see. Deshante Johnson.
What was her title?
She would have been my supervisor. I'm not sure exactly what her title would have been, though. Just supervisor.
One moment. What did you do to try to resolve the problem?
Well, I told them twice that week that I was still dealing with issues, software issues, and I told them I was happy to go to IT to have IT check my equipment out and make sure it was okay. But unfortunately, I never even received a response from them the two times that I brought it up to them.
Thank you, one moment. Did you commit the act that your employer alleges?
No.
Were there any prior warnings for the same or similar act?
No, there weren't.
Will you be receiving, like, vacation pay, sick pay, holiday pay?
No, I don't even think they're going to pay me for the rest of the money they owed me, but I got my last paycheck from them last week.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employee you worked for in the last 18 months?
No, I haven't.
Did you answer all the questions correctly?
Yes.
So you are certifying that your answers are true and accurate and that the law provides penalties for making false statements to obtain unemployment benefits. So we measure the earnings you provide with the wages reported by employers, so false answers can result in overpayments and fraud penalties. So you certifying that all the answers are true and correct?
Yes, that's correct.
My system's open.
It's okay. Take your time. I appreciate your help today.
For unemployment, it's important that we verify your identity. So please submit the following information, like which of the following cities or form are cities are current or former association to you? Would it be Jasper? Would it be
no.
Madison, Getz, and Huntsville, or none of the above?
I have some affiliation with Madison.
Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? Would it be 3358 Roxana Road? Would it be 4933 Crystal Circle? 8138 Highway 96? 95 Arden Avenue? Or none of the above?
That would be 8138 Highway 96.
Thank you. One moment. My system's loading on my. And then, which of the following addresses have you ever been associated? 109 Donister Way, 360 Summer Road, 575 Shelton Mill Road, 8082 Alabama Highway. I'm 22 North or none of the above?
I don't believe any of these above.
Okay. One moment.
Hey, I totally understand.
Thank you. You're awesome. So the next question is, I just need to know if you agree. Do you agree that you are hereby filing an internet claim for unemployment insurance against the state of Alabama?
Yes.
Thank you. Do you agree that you are hereby filing an internet claim for unemployment insurance against the state of Alabama?
Yes.
Do you hereby agree that you are filing that, do you certify under penalty and perjury that you are the person whose name and information has been submitted on this claim and that the information you're provided on this claim is true to the best of your knowledge?
Yes.
Thank you. One moment. So do you understand that it's your responsibility to read and familiarize yourself with the contents of the claim and benefit rights and responsibility booklet? Hello? 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 Hello?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Oh, okay. Yes, I do agree.
Thank you. One moment. So the following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. When you're, it usually takes like 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claims requirements effective this week. So you must be able and available to work as well as actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim your benefits. So the unemployment claim with just friends, it also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center. So your Career Center application is going to be good through for 90 days. So, however, after 90 days, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. So in addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or you can log in on a website. If you do it on the website, that number is 1-800. I'm sorry, that website. No, it's not a number. I apologize. It's not a number. This is a website. It's www.alabamaworks.alabama.gov. And you're spelling out Alabama in both.
Okay, I got it. Alabamaworks.gov.
Thank you. So, you can update your online resume there. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. An information booklet, benefit rights and responsibility, is going to contain information on how your claim is determined, eligibility, and how to file your required weekly certification. So failure to follow the instructions listed could result in loss of your benefits as well.
Okay.
So, the process you just completed, it filed your unemployment claim. However, filing this claim does not automatically start payments to you. So, you must still need to complete a weekly certification every week. Failure to file and complete your weekly certification can cause a denial in your benefits. Unemployment claims, they use calendar weeks. They begin on Sunday, they end on Saturday. One moment. So you must file your weekly certification either online or in the claimant portal. If you do it on the claimant portal, you can go to the website and it's gonna say file weekly certification button on the homepage. Or you can do it online. If you do it online, that number is 1-800. 752-73-89. Did you get that?
I do. I got it.
Thank you. You're welcome. So you can file your unemployment claim. Certifications can be made on Sunday at 12:01 a.m. through no later than 5 p.m. on Friday. Certifications cannot be made on Saturday. You need to complete your weekly certification between Sunday and Friday by 5 p.m. Whether you're filing online or by telephone, you do need to remember your PIN, and I'm going to give that to you at the end of the call. And additional instructions will be in your benefit rights and responsibility booklet. So exemptions to work search requirements are made for the following claimants who are active members of a union who have submitted proof of good standing with their union. Employees who are on a verified short-term layoff. Claimants attending direct or approved training. So a letter may be mailed to you if you are subject to a possible work search exemption.
Okay.
So if it is very important that you read all the information that's mailed to you. If you have any questions regarding it, if you do have questions regarding it, you can call the inquiry line. That number is 1-800.
Okay.
361-45-24.
Okay,
gotcha. Great. So your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. So you will be receiving either, we need to do a follow-up interview with you either by telephone or by phone. I mean, telephone or by letter.
Okay.
1 moment. So if so, you will be contacted by telephone or phone. So beginning January 1st, Alabama law requires that you contact at least 3 potential employers. You must contact the, you cannot contact the same employer, not unless that employer was not hiring at first, and then later on they begin hiring.
Gotcha.
Otherwise, you do need to report your 3 work searches each week. Failure to do so can cause a denial on your benefits. If you need any help with filing a claim, you can contact the Alabama Career Center. At that website I gave you at the beginning of the call. So, do you have any questions for me at the present time?
No, ma'am. Just go ahead and continue to file my weekly certification on Sundays.
Yes.
Gotcha. Oh, I'm good to go then. Thank you.
Great. You're welcome. And thank you for filing your additional claim, and your transaction number is 49.
Okay.
80.
Got you. Okay, perfect. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. And then your PIN is... The PIN is 2828.
Perfect. That sounds about right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Well, thank you for calling Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. I hope you have a great day.
You too. Thank you so much.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Anytime. Goodbye.